This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. HPV vaccination linked to near elimination of cervical cancer deaths in young women. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence, young women vaccinated against human papillomavirus, HPV, as school-age girls now face close to zero risk of dying from cervical cancer, according to a study published in 2024. The research, which tracked outcomes since HPV vaccination began in the United Kingdom in 2008, found that hundreds of lives have been saved through the immunization program. Key takeaways: HPV vaccination of school-age girls has reduced cervical cancer mortality to near zero in vaccinated cohorts. The vaccination program, introduced in the UK in 2008, has prevented hundreds of deaths. Cervical cancer remains preventable through sustained immunization coverage and screening. Close to zero, cervical cancer death risk in young women vaccinated against HPV as school-age girls, according to research published in 2024, HPV vaccination impact on cervical cancer prevention timeline. Key milestones in HPV immunization uptake and expected mortality reduction. United Kingdom 2008 to 2024, initial vaccination 2008, early adoption, program establishment 2012, sustained uptake, full cohort effect 2020 plus, near complete prevention. Source: conceptual timeline based on HPV vaccination program data, UK. Georgian Medical Journal News, vaccination program delivers population level protection. The World Health Organization has endorsed HPV vaccination as one of the most effective cancer prevention interventions available. The UK's introduction of HPV vaccination for school-age girls in 2008 has yielded measurable clinical benefit across the vaccinated population, demonstrating the long-term protective effect of early immunization. Cervical cancer is caused by persistent infection with high-risk HPV types, particularly HPV 16 and HPV 18. The vaccine prevents infection with these types when administered before sexual debut, providing durable protection that persists into adulthood and protects against the progression to malignancy. Clinical implications of sustained immunization coverage. The near elimination of cervical cancer deaths in vaccinated cohorts underscores the importance of maintaining high immunization coverage. Public health authorities across Europe and globally have adopted similar HPV vaccination programs, with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommending HPV vaccination for adolescents aged 11 to 12 years, with catch-up vaccination available through age 26. Importantly, cervical cancer remains largely preventable in vaccinated populations when combined with regular cervical screening. The combination of vaccination and screening represents the gold standard for cervical cancer prevention, and countries with robust programs have achieved dramatic reductions in incidence and mortality. Ongoing challenges and global inequities. While HPV vaccination success in high-income countries is well documented, global disparities persist. The Gavi Alliance has prioritized HPV vaccination delivery in low- and middle-income countries, where cervical cancer remains a leading cause of cancer death. Worldwide, approximately 660,000 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer annually, with 87% of deaths occurring in low- and middle-income regions, according to data from major cancer research institutions. Expanding access to HPV vaccination in resource-limited settings remains a critical public health priority. Early evidence suggests that even single-dose HPV vaccination regimens may offer substantial protection, potentially improving accessibility in settings where multiple doses are logistically challenging. Young women vaccinated against HPV as school-age girls now face close to zero risk of dying from cervical cancer, demonstrating the transformative population-level impact of a sustained immunization program. Evidence from UK HPV Vaccination Program Analysis, 2024. What this means. For patients, women vaccinated against HPV in adolescence can be assured of durable protection against cervical cancer. Those not yet vaccinated should discuss catch-up vaccination with their healthcare provider, particularly if aged under 26 years. Continued cervical screening remains important for those vaccinated before universal coverage. For clinicians, HPV vaccination status should be routinely assessed and documented in all adolescent and young adult patients. Clinicians should be prepared to counsel patients about vaccine safety and efficacy and recommend vaccination to all eligible individuals. Cervical screening protocols should continue as standard of care in vaccinated populations. For policymakers, sustained investment in HPV vaccination infrastructure and coverage is essential to maintain the gains achieved to date. Expansion of vaccination programs to underserved populations and integration with cervical screening services can eliminate cervical cancer as a public health threat. Advocacy for vaccine equity in lower-income settings aligns with global cancer control targets. Frequently asked questions: who should receive HPV vaccination? The US CDC recommends routine HPV vaccination for all adolescents aged 11 to 12 years, with catch-up vaccination available through age 26 for those not previously vaccinated. Adults over 26 may be vaccinated following individual risk assessment and clinical judgment. Vaccination is most effective when administered before sexual debut. How long does HPV vaccine protection last? HPV vaccination provides durable protection that persists for at least 12 years after the primary series, with evidence suggesting lifelong immunity in most vaccinated individuals. Long-term follow-up studies continue to monitor protection beyond this time frame, and booster doses are not currently recommended by major health authorities. Can HPV vaccination prevent other cancers besides cervical cancer? Yes, HPV vaccines protect against oropharyngeal, anal, and genital cancers in both women and men. High-risk HPV infections are responsible for approximately 5% of all human cancers globally. Vaccination of both sexes maximizes population-level cancer prevention benefit and reduces transmission. The success of HPV vaccination programs in eliminating cervical cancer deaths represents a landmark achievement in cancer prevention. As coverage expands globally, continued monitoring of vaccine safety and effectiveness remains essential, alongside investment in equitable access for all populations. Healthcare systems should leverage this evidence to strengthen adolescent immunization programs and ensure that the full benefit of HPV vaccination is realized across all socioeconomic groups. Source: young women now have close to zero risk of cervical cancer death after HPV jab.